I'm starting recording anyways.
Because if you don't, dude, fucking the wolves are gonna have at you.
All right.
All right, I'm recording, I guess. But I'm currently not streaming because, as expected, yeah.
Whatever questions you have, I'm willing to answer them. Go ahead. First
While you're
question,
doing
please. I
that,
told you, tell me your fucking story, nigger.
you're gonna have to
From
do
the
better
beginning.
questions than that.
I
Do you
said, tell
have
me your fucking story, nigger, before we annihilate you.
Okay.
We know who the fuck you are, on Kelly Rose, Dr. Daedalus. I know who the
Shrieking isn't going to help. Didn't I already tell you that?
This isn't the fucking stream that's going on air. I'm telling you right now what the fuck is up, bitch.
Who's Dr. Daedalus? I recall using the name Daedalus, but not Dr. Daedalus. You got that one wrong.
This is why it's
Oh,
important to
really?
make certain you tighten your connections.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Make
Now,
certain
maybe
that
I'm
if you present
mistaken.
it, and you demonstrate it to him, you've got your evidence, yes? This is the time to present it, and then you can ask him questions related to it. This is how you do this.
That's why we need Indo there.
Right.
All right.
Do you
You
want
want
me to
any?
go take y'all to the mumble? We can settle it on Mumble. We can do this. Although I can't really record so easy with this shit.
All right, hold on. Let me talk to Indo.
Also, please curb the anger. It's really annoying.
I don't give a fuck about triggering you,
You don't
bitch.
have to be
Suck
like
my
some
dick.
Seattle.
You sound triggered, Seattle.
Yeah, you just wish you could hit the ban button, nigger. Fucking authoritarian little
Seattle.
fuck. Censorious little
Seattle.
cunt.
Hold on,
We
hold
know
on.
your
I thought you
fucking
said.
true colors showing out. You can't even help it, even when you're co-opting. That's how
I
you
thought you
are, you
Seattle.
divisive little cunt.
I thought you said that.
Co-opted Gamergate with ethics only, and then you fucking go the other way when you get all the e-celebs on board. You're a piece of shit, John. We know you helped to crash. We know you fucking helped fuck up
Seattle.
Occupy too.
Wait, what?
Why don't you tell us about your Occupy shit?
No, you tell me about my Occupy shit. Go ahead.
You weren't involved in Occupy?
No. I want to hear this from you first.
Didn't I tell you to simply
Don't play
start
games,
presenting
John.
your... No, Seattle.
Don't
If
play
you have...
games, John. I told I
Seattle.
this is the thing. I want you to fucking stop playing games, John.
Shrieking and yelling is going to get you nowhere, Seattle.
Don't spill your spaghetti. That fucking
This isn't a
PR
matter of
cucking
spaghetti.
bullshit. I could give a
This isn't a
fuck.
matter of
I could give a
spaghetti.
fuck
Do you
about
actually want to
triggering
learn
John.
anything
I came
else
in here
from
to troll
him?
the fuck out of him. Don't you get that?
If all you're doing is just going to scream at him, what do you expect to get if you're trying to pursue the truth?
Oh, the truth is gonna come out, Kelly Rose.
As I've said to other people, I do not want to replace one narrative with another.
Truth is gonna come out, Kelly Rose.
Okay, first off, my name isn't Kelly Rose. Secondly, I was never involved in Occupy, ever. Thirdly, I have never, to the best of my recollection, used the name user handle Dr. Dedalus. If I have, I may have used it as some kind of sock throwaway account for someplace somewhere out there. Can't really remember. Not sure where you're going with that one. As for my position on Gamergate and being crafting a narrative, I do not have enough power nor clout to craft a narrative within Gamergate. Other people have that power and clout. My position on ethics only, that was, I maintained that Gamergate was about getting ethical practices and standards in. This was something that I believed for a time and then changed my mind on once I realized that this was not the case. I never made a formal declaration that I changed my mind.
You're such a fucking cunt. You're the reason this shit happened. You're the one that pushed the fucking meme. Now they're all fucking co-opted, you little shit. That's why you're going down, bitch. This is op chemo.
Okay, and what evidence do you have to...
Haven't I already warned you on this? Come on, you can do better than this. You don't need to shriek and yell. This is a time... present evidence. This isn't the time to talk shit.
No, this is a time where I'm grilling him. Don't you fucking get it? I'm giving him the chance to fucking talk. To tell his side of the story before we fucking before we dump all of this.
Okay. Firstly, if you go ahead and dump information saying that I was involved with Occupy or that my name's Kelly Rose or my name is Dr. Dallas, etc., you're gonna have egg in your face because that's all not true. People are going to look into it, and they're going to find out that that is not the case. It'll be embarrassing for me, but it'll be more embarrassing for you and your friend Endo.
All right. You've got your evidence, right, Seattle?
Well, tell us your background, John.
My background in what, specifically? You mean my career?
Life.
Or what?
Like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Before Gamergate.
Before Gamergate?
Yeah, where are you from?
Online history or real life history?
No, just what state are you from?
Well, I don't have to answer that.
I'm asking you, John, before I fucking expose you, what state are you from?
That's too personal. I refuse to answer that question.
Okay, well, it's coming out anyway, bitch. Suck my fucking dick. You think this is on your terms?
I'll tell you what. If you...
I love triggering the fuck out of you, bitch.
You do realize this is recorded, right?
Yes. You do realize I love triggering the fuck out of you, bitch.
I'm only asking this because Thidrin is the one who has a copy of the recording. Now, if Thidrin has a recording, that means he could release it, and I'm not thinking I'll be the one that has egg on their face in this one.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. You don't think that fucking all the Sargon fans are looking for any reason to fucking lynch you, bitch? This is it. You're fucking done, son. It's all coming out. I don't care. Like, even if you agreed with me on some shit now, I'm here to expose the social justice fucking co-opters in any fucking community.
Okay. You have evidence of it.
Yes. And it's all coming out.
Could you please show me your evidence that I'm a social justice warrior?
Just wait, son.
All right. Question the first. How are you defining social justice warrior in this context? Do you mean a progressive, a hypocrite, someone who uses social justice as a shield, a liar, what?
When Gamergate broke out, you weren't for it.
Was I not for Gamergate when it broke out?
He's, I believe, is referring to September.
September?
Yeah, apparently...
You were against Gamergate, right?
I'm trying to remember what happened back in September.
Yeah, I mean, but you weren't for Gamergate because you thought it was repulsive and you thought they were just a bunch of misogynist shitlords, didn't you, John? Kelly Rose?
No.
Didn't you?
First off, why do you keep on insisting my name is John Kelly Rose?
Your name isn't John, John. That's like with quotations around it, you can't hear it.
Okay.
Sargon's fanboys are going to eat you alive, John.
They already have been doing that. I don't get why you think that's a consequence.
Yeah, now they're going to have a reason to fucking eat you alive, John. You're not going to have any fucking voice.
I already don't have a voice.
You're going to have less of a voice. You're going to be exposed. And everyone's going to know that fucking you co-opted Gamergate with that ethics-only bullshit.
Facepalm.
And you're a little social justice warrior cunt that was working against Gamergate from the start, and you joined it to co-opt us. And then you might have changed your opinions a little bit, didn't you, John? Didn't you, John? Oh. Didn't you, John? Is that what happened?
Seattle,
tell us
am
what
I
the
going
fuck
to have
happened,
to
John?
Do the interview
tell us what the fuck happened, John!
I don't even get any of your accusations.
Tell us what the fuck happened, John! I'm not playing around, bitch! We will fucking expose you!
Do you want to know my history of Gamergate? Is that your question?
Yes! Tell me your fucking history with Gamergate, bitch!
Okay. How did Gamergate happen for me? I have openly stated this on many streams publicly before. Now, I will do so again. The first instance that I've heard of Gamergate is, I don't remember exactly, it was either a video by Mark Seb, I believe it was a video by Mark Seb. After that video came out, I did a little more looking into it, and I wanted to say, well, what was Monday Matt thinking of at the time? And I saw some videos from him. I also did some looking on Twitter, and I believe I was following Spoonie at the time, and I also saw he was saying some stuff about it that was kind of off. I also heard a podcast from the Co-Optional podcast where John Tron and Total Biscuit talked about it. And at that point, I had little to no idea what was going on because people were being, like, kind of, you know, tap dance around the issue. Back then, I did not use Reddit, I did not use 4chan, I did not use Something Awful, I did not use Tumblr, I did not use most of the social media platforms. Now, if I'm not mistaken, I believe I did have a Twitter account before Gamergate, and that was for the sake of streaming. I was planning on doing some Hearthstone streaming. And since Gamergate does gets kind of dropped off the ball, any aspirations I have of being a streamer have kind of dropped off.
One other interjection. Did you have a Facebook account at the time?
Hold on 1 second. Technical difficulties on my end.
That's cool.
All right, what were we going to say, Thidrin?
What I was saying was, did you have a Facebook account at the time?
No.
All right, then. Continue.
To answer that question specifically, I did at one time have a Facebook account. That Facebook account has since been deleted. If you found one that still exists, you found the wrong one.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of.
So it's listen and believe now, Thidrin?
This is my perspective of the story. If
okay,
this is his side
of the story. You're just saying okay.
You're
that's what you have to say
for
his
side of the story.
That's what you have to say for. Okay, I'll go with that too. We'll go with that too.
So let him continue.
This is my side of the story. If you do not believe my side of the story, do your own research and find out if I'm telling the truth or not.
Oh, we've done the research.
Let him continue. You wanted his side of the story. He volunteered to come here to talk. So, let him talk.
Alright. Now, when did I first start being actively involved? My first kind of involvement was listening to Internet Aristocrat on streams and listening to King of Pole.
So how did you feel about Gamergate when you first heard about it?
Huge drama fest shitstorm. That's why my first thoughts.
No, but you didn't support Gamergate because they were misogynists that hated women, right?
I don't know if I actually well.
Yeah, that's isn't. Let's tell us about it, John.
What was my opinion on misogynists at the time? That's a tough question.
Wait, what misogynist, John? What are you talking about? Are you saying that you thought Gamergate was misogynist when you first heard about it?
No, I was going off
that's
of information.
That's not what you're saying?
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Wait, who are these misogynists?
You tell me. What misogynists
are
you talking
about?
They're
just trying to keep women out of gaming.
Is that something you believe?
No.
Do you see how dumb that question
is? You bought it, dude. You're like pro-feminist and shit,
what?
John. You were, John, at the time. We have your posts, John.
Which posts? Where?
You'll find out.
Can I see them?
You've got them.
You'll
archived,
find out.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Let me address that point. About
it's
feminism.
All archived. Don't even fucking try backtracking.
All right. I'm not going to try to backtrack anything. I will admit there was a time when I was softer in feminism than I am now. I've never agreed with feminism, not completely. If I made a post saying that I agreed with it, I was probably under the assumption of the sophist argument of the definitional feminism that feminism is equality in that sense only, alone. Beyond that, as a movement, dumb as fuck. Always had that position. Now, the difference
You've always
is
had
over...
that position?
At this point in time, I'm against all feminism for various reasons, but there was a time during the course of Gamergate, as I learned more about it, that I was more tolerant of it and more accepting of different feminist ideals that weren't outright crazy.
Okay, John, I'm going to be honest with you. Here's the thing. We have evidence of your past. We know who you are and, like, what you've done, okay? That's not up for debate. I'm willing to give you the benefit of the doubt that, you know, you might have been duped, dude. We all fucking had to take the red pill. You know what I mean? If that's the case, just like fucking admit it. You know what I mean? But we need you to tell the whole story. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, where was I? I was talking about my course through Gamergate, right?
Yes, you're continuing to talk about the history through Gamergate, which was the previous question. Remember, though, Seattle, if you're interrupting him for just that, it's not really conductive. You want him to actually answer questions, not simply accuse.
I'm not accusing. I want him to tell his story. That's what I'm asking.
All right, then. And let him tell his story.
All right. I've been letting him speak.
All right, What I'll do is I'll tell you my history as to my current memory, and then I will pause so that way you can ask questions in between, so that way you cover everything.
Okay.
All right. Continuing from around, I would say September. I would say a week, maybe 2 weeks into September. I forget. I started regularly listening to King of Pole and Interim of Secret streams. I also started participating in the chat because it was fun. I may have said some things on Twitter, but I wasn't going to make a formal statement on it.
How did you initially engage Gamergate? Like, what happened there? Let's start from the very beginning. Very, very beginning. Let's start back there again. I just want to hear it. I'm not accusing you. I just want to hear it.
My very first engagement with Gamergate?
How did you hear about it again?
Video by Mark Seb. I believe that is accurate. I remember there were three different events that exposed me to Gamergate.
When you first heard about it, you were like, what the fuck is wrong with these guys, right? You're like, why would they want to like keep women out of gaming or whatever, right?
I may have believed that there were some gaming elements that were basically outright sexist towards women. But that would have been ignorance on my part.
So you agreed with like Anita Sarkeesian and them at the time is what you're saying, right?
No.
Oh, but you just agreed with everything that they were saying. You just didn't. You just were against Gamergate and you just were against the sexist stuff in Gamergate. But you didn't agree with feminist frequency is what you're saying. And you were a Gamergate supporter is what you're saying. I don't get it, John.
You cannot get it, but let me explain myself. I believe there may have been, but I couldn't know for sure whether or not this is the case. I just know that there are people who were dumb and said stupid things online that may have had had sexist attitudes towards certain people and taking a situation and blowing something out of proportion. That was my attitude at the time. I didn't make any kind of definitive statements, just that people can't be judged by blanket statements. So my first initial impressions on Gamergate, having done no research and just heard hearsay, we're basically, this is a giant shitstorm, and I think it's funny to look at from a distance, but I'm not going to step into it really all that much.
Wait, I'm confused, though. So, like, you thought Gamergate was a bunch of misogynist shitlords.
No.
And you wanted to get sexist stuff out of video games, right? You wanted to make gaming better for women, so you bought into the bullshit that they were espousing. Hook, line, and sinker, right?
No, I had no interest in helping women in gaming.
So, you didn't have any interest in helping women in gaming, okay.
That is correct. My position was that, well, the thing is, I didn't know who Zoe Quinn was. Like, The first, like, I think the first time I've ever heard of Zoe Quinn was, I wouldn't have even remembered at the time, was a co-optional podcast back in April, I believe. I forget the exact, it was between March and April, in which Zoe Quinn was briefly mentioned as a part of Rebel Jam from a quote from Total Biscuit back then. However, there was no way I would have remembered that. As far as I was concerned at the time of listening to that video and hearing from hearsay of what was going on without having done any research, I didn't know what to make of Zoe Quinn or the controversy other than she fucked up and people were having a lot of jokes and humor about it. I didn't know at the time whether or not it was appropriate.
Okay, so you might have been fooled, is what you're saying. I mean, you might have fell for the media's lies. And,
yes.
Right? I mean,
partially.
If that's yes. What happened, like, there's no fucking shame in that as long as you took the red pill. Right?
I became more and more educated in the situation as time went on.
So, I mean, you admit that you went into it like anti and some shit, and then you realized...
No.
So, how do you figure?
I was never anti because I was always... I was well... Because my a little bit of my background, I've always been, like... Not well, I've always been right-leaning, and... I would say that I've been adamantly right-wing for most of my life. I know about media lives and narratives and spin and how they push the agendas and stuff like that. I also
have you. Are you sure you haven't just been pretending to be right-wing some of your life?
That is not possible. No, I've been raised right-wing. I've been educated right-wing. I've always been raised to. I've always.
Were you ever religious?
Yes.
What religion?
Well, it's already public record anyway, so I might as well just say it.
Greek
Roman
Orthodox?
Catholic.
No, you're fucking
Roman
liar.
Catholic.
You're a fucking liar, bitch.
Okay, call me a liar. Why would I lie about something like that?
Because you don't want us to know who you really are, John.
What? Why would I try... Okay, here's the thing I don't get. If I really wanted to lie about who I was, wouldn't I just say I'm an atheist and don't believe in God?
No, because you're already busted.
The thing is, though, when you admit you're religious on the internet, you get mocked and laughed at. There's no escaping from it. Being
Dude,
religious,
it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Fuck. You know what I mean? It's not a big deal if someone's religious. Who cares?
Right. But the thing is, though, if I was to be a shill, why would I say I'm Roman Catholic? Wouldn't that be more embarrassing to me than just to say I'm atheist?
Okay, you're still religious. Okay, whatever. No, I mean, it's like, I didn't know people get made fun of for being Christian nowadays. I mean, what the fuck?
It still happens, trust me. Especially
That's
where,
ridiculous.
Well, we're getting a little bit up. We're getting a little off topic here. Let's stick with the evidence.
The evidence? I want to hear your story, dude.
Alright. Glee, as I was listening to Internal Cranking of Pull, I was also looking for other streams to listen to. I'm like, well, those are those, like, because King of Pull would stream sporadically and IA would stream even more sporadically. So I looked for other streams to listen to. I found Sargon's channel, I found his videos. I also found his streams, and I also found Robin Gething's streams.
So you're saying that, like, you might have had misguided ideas about Gamergate from the start, and when you saw their videos, like, it kind of, like, made you realize what was going on?
Yes.
Okay, there's no shame in that. I mean, fuck, I didn't know what the fuck was going on with Gamergate when I first saw it until, you know, somebody linked to Internet Aristocrats video on, like, an NVIDIA forum or something.
Mm-hmm. I also didn't take the time to do all that much research into Gamergate. I didn't really start getting serious into it until around October to November.
Okay, so you, like, first heard about it in, like, what, September, right?
August.
Oh, you first heard about it in August, okay. But you were misguided about it until about when, would you say?
I was misguided about a lot of things, and I've been learning over the course of the past years.
Well, that's cool, dude. I mean, that's part of what Gamergate's been about for a whole lot of people, including myself. I've learned a whole lot of stuff. You know, I'd never even heard the term cultural Marxism before Gamergate, or maybe I had, but I hadn't paid attention. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it red-pilled us on a lot of stuff. Like, there's no shame in that, but, like, I just want to know the whole story. Like, I don't know.
Well, the story continues being that I used to go on the open house on the regular. I met up a lot of people that way. I believe...
You went on what?
The open house, Robin Gething streams.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. There, we basically just talk about a lot of stuff. Streams will last for a long time. Sometimes they stay on for hours. Sometimes they stay on for a couple hours.
And that is that when you're kind of like trying to push it towards ethics only?
At the time, my position was that while bias coverage and agenda pushing was an ethical violation in of itself, I was for the ethics only stuff. Yes.
Okay, but then you realized you became red pilled about that too, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Keep in mind when I say I was in it for the ethics, it was my angle was anti corruption, mainly journalism, but not necessarily only journalism.
I could go with that. Dude, anti-corruption is, you know, what Gamergate is really about.
Right. That's still my stance.
And it's not just like financial corruption. Like, there's like cultural corruption, like attempted subversion going on there. You know what I mean?
I know what you mean by that, but I do question how effective subversive tactics work. They can work. But it's definitely...
Well, it depends where you get it. If you have a hold of the school system, it's all over, man. Just right. In a generation, it's all fucking over.
Right. Anyway. I would appear on some of Robin's streams. I'd appear on some of some other people's streams. I go from here to there. The most I do as far as information was going, like, I didn't do all that much digging at that time until about, like, I don't even know when I started. I don't think I started really digging until around December, I believe. Or actually, maybe a little bit in November. I may have actually started in November because of the Rebuild Initiative, which was my first big push of doing anything in Gamergate.
And what happened with the Rebuild Initiative?
To preface this, in retrospect, the Rebuild Initiative was a mistake.
Was it a mistake, or did you try and take control of it, hijack it, and then fucking kill it, John?
No.
Is that what happened, John? You sure that's not what happened?
The exact opposite happened. I didn't.
The exact opposite? Tell us what happened.
What happened with the Rebuild Initiative, one of the factors that failed, and one thing that I admitted to on stream before, it would be Zan's last... If you want to look for the actual time, it would be like... Zan's stream, right before the end, where everyone gives their final thoughts, I do talk about this. That was a few months ago. Anyway, the problems with the Rebuild Initiative were, first off, in retrospect, it was a big PR push. PR does not help. You can't garner good PR from the media. Media is always going to go and attack you. Second reason being that most devs are under... The idea of the Rebuild Initiative was to gather allies. This is not stressed enough. That was another mistake on the project. We should have stressed that more and more.
I totally agree with you there. You don't want to recruit people into Gamergate. You want allies of Gamergate that support our ideals.
You want people.
That frees us up in a whole lot of ways, including legally. And it clears them is more appropriately.
Somewhat, yeah.
I mean,
the NDA is
people need to realize that Total Biscuit was a diplomat about it for a reason.
Anyway,
but I wouldn't say neutral. I mean, say that you're an ally or whatever. But yeah, I mean, so that's okay. That's neither here nor there. I suppose we're getting a little off course. So you're saying you came into the Gamergate misguided. Then you you saw some of the videos that were floating around YouTube and woke up and realized what was going on and started to get more red-pilled about all the issues. You know, as time went on, right? And at first you were ethics only, and then you kind of realized that that was wrong as well, and it's, I don't know. What do you believe it's about now? Like, why are you in this? Like, what are you fighting for, John? That's what I'm really curious about.
What am I fighting for?
Yeah.
I don't want to see bad people get away with this kind of stuff. I don't want to see people...
But what kind of stuff? I mean, what are you fighting? Like, what are you so... What are you personally fighting against? I don't know. I don't know how else to really phrase it, I guess.
Look, having... With all the information I know, with all the research I've done, everything of all that nature, the thing I'm looking into and the thing I want to get done is I want the media to stop using people, the gamers as... I want them to stop creating this boogeyman narrative to promote whatever agendas they have, particularly on censorship.
How do you feel about, like, all the Common Core, MacArthur bullshit?
I think that's an issue, but that is an issue, that's a problem, and I do believe it's related to this tangentially. I don't know how close related it is to this.
You still don't know if it's related to Gamergate?
The one, like, okay, I've only watched your documentary once, but from the documentary, I do not believe you have established enough evidence to suggest that...
Dude, I've told you about a whole bunch of new evidence. Are you fucking daft?
By the documentary, not by any other
new
evidence.
Dude, I'm not talking about the documentary. I'm talking about, I said, how do you feel about the issue, not about my documentary.
All right. How I feel about the issue is I think Common Core corrupts the core, and I think it needs to go. Not just because of the gaming-related issues, but also because of the educational-related issues. It is complete garbage, and it's just a push by progressive corporatist powers to take over education even more, and basically, it's going to cause a whole lot more. There is no good to be had from it.
Do you think they're trying to use it to, like, indoctrinate, you know, politically?
Potentially, yes.
All right, that's cool. You know, I was just wondering your stance on it. I feel the same way, and I was the same way as you. I had no idea what the heck they were doing. I had no idea. Like, I'd never even heard of Common Core before Gamergate, I don't believe. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all right. I just wondering how you felt on that.
Anyway, let me just go into the...
So what you're saying is, like, Gamergate has been a learning experience for you.
Absolutely, yes.
All right, I think that it has been for all of us.
When it comes to the Rebuild Initiative, that idea was started by a guy named Cyborg Dev. Cyborg Dev was an anonymous developer who would appear on the open house and some of King of Poll's streams using a voice changer.
Mm-hmm.
He also appeared on Sargon's channel at one time in a stream that has now been taken down.
Right.
I don't know if a copy of that stream still exists.
So what happened? Why did Cyborg Dev, that was his name?
I remember that guy, yes.
Remember on the stream with Sargon where Endo was there and Cyborg Dev said he had to step out because it was getting too hot for him and he didn't want to risk his job. It was, I don't know, he was real worried about it or something.
He made statements like that a lot.
But that's why he bowed out, right? And he handed it over to Endo, did he not, on air with Sargon?
Not to my knowledge. If you have a copy of that, like, if this is an on-air recording that's somewhere out there, then that's news to me. Also,
I don't know. I'm just wondering what your side is on that. I mean, what your story is on that. But I mean, why did you try and, like, take all the power?
I didn't.
So what happened?
What happened with Rebuild Initiative? Basically, it was never... Cyborg Dev didn't own the idea. He just came up with it. We also retooled it to fit our purposes because we didn't fully agree with him. We didn't agree on this whole, let's just, you know, blindly accept the word of the devs and let's just...
What was it you had a problem with? You had a problem with going after the merchant, the software merchants, right? Because that's what they were trying to do is get on board with the software merchants. He said, oh, no, we shouldn't, because they're not just merchants, you know, we don't want them to help us. So then you ran it into the ground, right?
Negative.
So what happened?
That's not what happened. We tried doing what we could to contact the people, different merchants of different associations. We tried to look into it, and there was just... We sent letters off. We encouraged people to send letters to the ESA. Oh, why didn't we send letters to EMA? EMA is retail. They're not strictly... They sell things. They're in the industry in the sense that they sell things, but they don't actually create the games.
But why wouldn't you want them to support it?
I forget the reasoning behind it, but for a lot of the stuff, we were way in over our heads, and we couldn't really make a lot of decisions.
So you didn't want anybody with actual fucking clout in lawmaking to help you out. So you just fucking ran it into the fucking ground. Isn't that what happened, John?
Is this in reference to Endomorphosis, who claims to know about law, but in practice does not?
Yes.
We were unhappy with some things that Endo was doing. I myself...
Well, why would it matter if fucking Dave handed the... Or Dev, or what Cyborg Dev handed the keys over to him?
Well, as I said before, Cyborg Dev did not own Rebuild Initiative. He called it Op Rebuild.
Oh, so he started it, and then you hijacked it, is what you're saying.
I spearheaded it.
You spearheaded it. That's called hijacking, when he handed it off to fucking Endo, right?
No,
so,
that is...
Yeah, he invented it. He created it. He hands it off to Endo, but you, quote, spearjack, hijack, whatever, spearhead, cockhead. Dude, you're a fucking co-opting little fuck. This is what you do. You co-opt everything and try and run it into the fucking ground. That's what I think of you.
Okay.
You think you know everything? Everything
May
you've done has been something wrong the whole time in Gamergate. Fuck, dude.
May I respond?
At all.
You've been the ones that have fucked everything up.
When
and
you
now you
you've...
act like you have a position of authority to tell me what to fucking do, nigger, and you try to sabotage my fucking digs, motherfucker! Don't think I fucking don't know, bitch! Try to take me down, motherfucker!
You done?
I can destroy you if I want, John!
You done?
Do you realize that, you little piece of fucking co-opting shit?
You done?
Are you done, motherfucker? I want you out of this, bitch! You fucked everything up the whole fucking time, and I can fucking expose you if I want! If you want to fucking leave, or do you want Sargon's fanboys to eat you alive, motherfucker?
Let them eat me alive. I really don't care. Point is...
It is what it is, bitch!
If I can respond to specific allegation of who owns Rebuild Initiative.
You
now.
Fucked everything up the whole time, John! You're the reason why Gamergate is cucked! You're a fucking cuck! And that's why that war triggers you!
Seattle,
we know about your past.
Really going to continue.
Alright, if
we
I
know
can
about
answer...
your past, John, little cuck.
To answer your specific allegation of me co-opting Rebuild Initiative, if we are to assume that anyone can own an idea, which I don't see how that's possible, but let's just assume.
Well, it is possible because of IP. Remember that. But moving on.
Right. I know about IP law, but this doesn't apply to ideas. Well, actually, no. According to IP law, if I'm not mistaken, an idea in of itself that's not in some way recorded or written down, or it's a bit more complicated than that. I'm not an expert in this. Anyway.
Let's just say that it's possible and we'll move on from there.
Okay, if Cyborg Dev owned the idea, and basically he comes on stream and gives us
no,
this
so
idea.
You're saying he didn't create it, and then you didn't take the idea from him and fucking co-opt it and run it into the ground? Because isn't that what like happened in the fucking history books, John?
No. Did Endo?
Well, isn't that what happened in reality? You might not look at it that way, but isn't that what the fuck happened? You took his idea, quote, spearheaded it, took it over, and ran it into the ground, right?
May I respond? I have the first conversation in which I was told about this idea, and which I decided to, quote-unquote, spearhead it. And by spearheading it, I do not mean co-opt it. I knew that this idea would not take off unless I specifically did something. Because
Right. So you had to take it over. You had to take it over, and then you fucked it up. That's what happened, right? This is what
no.
I'm talking about. It doesn't even matter if you went out to specifically co-opt it. You went in, took it over, because you're an authoritative little fuck that thinks you know everything, then you ran it into the fucking ground. Right, John?
I have the stream link available at the ready, if you give me a minute, that shows a conversation in which...
You always think you know everything, and what your history shows is every time you think you know something, you're always fucking wrong. Maybe you've learned a little over the time, but Jesus fucking Christ, John. You always act like a little cunt, telling motherfuckers what to do, thinking everybody else is fucking retarded. Thinking you have any fucking power to tell to tell other motherfuckers shit. You're a little pathetic piece of fucking bitch that can't research shit on your own. That's why you're jealous of me, because I find all this shit, and then you think all the information is too good for me, and I shouldn't be the one to expose it. Motherfucker, that you're just jealous you can't do it your fucking self, little fucking bitch. Fucking try to sabotage my digs, bitch! I'll fucking destroy you, bitch!
Okay, firstly, that all sounded rather personal and should be a separate question of itself instead of distracting from the main issue, which was who owns Rebuild Initiative and who has the right to do what with it. Now, if Rebuild Initiative could be owned or could be handled by anyone, it would therefore, if Cyborg Dev was the owner of the idea and he passed it on to me, it's no longer his idea. Therefore, it would be my idea, and there would be no way for Cyborg Dev to take an idea that he already give away and give it to somebody else, if we want to use that logic. I don't, because I don't believe anyone can possibly own the idea of Rebuild Initiative. It's a concept. You can't possibly copyright it and say that I own this right to direct this.
About name. All you could do is it technically own the name if you wanted to be a fucking douche about it.
Okay, exactly. But you're not going to lie. You fucked around, took over this shit from an actual developer. Then
no.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Yeah, are you a fucking developer? Because why do you have to spearhead if you're not the fucking, like, you know, what the fuck do you know about it?
Does it matter? That's my honest question. Does it matter?
Well, it kind of does matter. Why would you want to take the reins from people who actually fucking know about software and know people in software and shit like that? Like, people with actual connections. Wasn't that the whole point of Rebuild? Jesus fucking Christ, John. Why did you, somebody who doesn't know anybody in fucking software, have to take control?
Did.
Why were you the man for the job, like you just said?
Calm down. My question in response to that, because I think I believe I know where this is going. Did Endo ever confirm to you with proof, with actual verified proof of his connections? Did he actually show you evidence that empirically shows that he has connections with high-ranking members of the industry, as he has claimed in the past?
Dude, are you even a coder?
My question is,
do you even know, like, people in like open source software? Like, do you know any of that? Because I don't know what his business connections are, but I've seen a lot of his personal emails that he's had with a lot of companies and stuff. So don't get it fucking twisted, dude.
To respond to that, I have no developer experience. I have no coder experience. I never claimed otherwise.
So why were you the man for the job? That's what I want to know. And then you don't want to work with the biggest company that actually helps lobby laws? Why the fuck would you do that, John?
Not working or not working with the EMA may have been a mistake in retrospect. However,
So what you're saying is you, quote, spearheaded it, made a huge mistake, and ran it into the fucking ground. That's what happened, right, John?
Wait a minute.
So you made a huge mistake, but you didn't fuck up, is what you're saying?
Hold on, back up. I may have misremembered something. I believe we actually did put contact information for the EMA, now that I think about it. Could you please let me find an image? Do you see that image I showed you?
Yeah.
What does it say on it?
Describe it for the audience.
The image is a poster that says Rebuild Initiative on it. It gives some information about what it's about, and it tells you what to do with it. And it has contact information to the Entertainment Software Association and the Entertainment Merchant Association.
Thank you.
I had forgotten that we actually did put the EMA contact information on there.
But you were against it the whole time, right? Did this come out before you took it over and cut them out?
Cut who out exactly?
Because you said you were against the EMA. You already said that on the stream, dude. Don't backtrack now.
I misremembered exactly what happened because there was a point we were discussing pushing the EMA specifically because we figured that the ESA wasn't going to come on our side for reasons that I can't remember right now.
Why not both? But it looks like, you know, it looks like this poster, that's what happened.
Yeah. It didn't matter what we said behind the scenes because in the public, we told people to contact both these organizations. So whether or not it was a mistake, the fact is we did it anyway.
Okay, but you were working against it and it ended up working out, is what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we were uncertain about who to contact, what to contact, and how to contact, and how exactly, which developers to contact when. There was different opinions on this. Some people wanted a more PR approach. Some people just wanted to know, let's do it anyway and see what works approach. We mostly let the people decide for themselves at the end of the day. Which, ultimately, that's all you can really do, because no matter how much you suggest an idea, people only take up ideas they like.
Okay.
My main regret with the Rebuild Initiative was not doing enough with it. That's the honest truth of the matter. I got distracted by a bunch of different side projects.
Okay, so you took it over, then got distracted and just forgot.
I did not take it over.
You just said you had to spearhead it because you were the man for the job.
No one else was going to do it.
That's not what happened. It didn't like fork off into some other rebuild thing or whatever. No. That's not what happened. I've heard that from multiple sources that that's what happened. Not even just him, from the people that were in Rebuild Initiative from the start. I've heard from other sources, dude.
Can you name your sources?
I don't have to name my sources, dude. I know the real story. I'm not stupid.
Okay. Now, as far as... Hold on a second. Endomorphosis was recruited onto the project in a very tight situation. I had a few days.
You know what? Look, you've had this thing with Endomorphosis. Why the fuck do you keep talking to his wife?
What?
Why are you friends with his wife on fucking Google Plus, bitch?
The reason why I have his wife as friend, I am friends with his wife, quote unquote friends. I say that in the sense of that it is in a generic friend category, is because Endo's wife came to a group that was remnants of the open house that consisted of people that I met there, but generally did not consist of Gething because I had broken ties with them at that point. One day she appeared there and we were surprised to hear her and to hear her side of the story. I've talked to her maybe 6-7 times. I was not particularly keen on her.
That's pretty fucked up that you're trying to talk to his wife, man. Like, honestly.
I know. I told you. She came to us. I did not go to her. You got it wrong.
Okay. I guess it's listen and believe, huh?
Are you listening and believing me, or are you listening and believing Endo? Or do you want to find out more information for yourself?
No, I'm just saying you listened and believed, so that's what you did.
Did I listen? Are you saying that I took her side of the story over Endomorphosis?
Yeah.
I'll give you that in light of certain information, that may have been the case. I was too quick to take her side of the story over Endomorphosis. However, there was some evidence against Endomorphous, which would suggest that he was in the wrong regardless. However, that evidence in of itself was not substantial for me to just blindly accept her word on things.
Okay, so I'd appreciate you for like not going into specifics and everything, because that's really like none of our business, or none of my fucking business.
Exactly.
All right, well, we can move on from that. Actually, like, I don't really have any more questions right now, I guess. Not off the top of my head. Do you have anything else you want to say?
Did you contact Endomorphous if he has questions?
Yes. Well, he hasn't been listening, so... He hasn't been listening, but...
You You have a recording of this. He can listen over it. If he has any further elaborations or more questions, I can answer his questions.
All right. Well, once he gets back on the server, I guess you could talk about it or whatever.
I guess I can. If there's anything more I have to say, there are some opinions I have had during the course of Gamergate that have changed my mind. I don't go out of my way to say that, hey, I changed my mind about this thing, necessarily. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. For example, if it's a really big mistake that someone really points out that I was really stupid, I will usually apologize right away for it.
Oh, wait, so, I do have a question, John. Why do you try to sabotage the digs that I'm fucking still working on, John? That shit's recent, John. That shit's really fucking big, John. The fuck is wrong with you?
Okay.
Why do you think we fucking dug on you, John?
I have no idea. I have my speculation as to why you duck on up on me, but honestly...
Yeah, because you try to sabotage my fucking digs, bitch!
Okay, before I answer your question... Okay, first off, no, I did not. And second, why do you think I did?
Don't play stupid, John.
I'm not playing stupid.
No. Don't play stupid, John.
What could
I know you're like,
try...
I know you're telling people that fucking have involved it to try and fucking... get the info and submarine me or some shit. I don't know what the fuck you're planning, but I know...
Oh, I know what this is coming from. Okay, I'll answer this. I do have a negative opinion of you, yes. And
So you want to try and sabotage my fucking digs, bitch?
No.
Nigga, I will fucking destroy you!
I never had any
intention... I will fucking destroy you, bitch!
Are you done?
Are you done? You want to get the fuck out of Gamergate or do you want to get eaten alive, motherfucker?
Done.
Are you done, motherfucker? How's it gonna be?
Okay. Now, to answer
your specific...
You
think I'm playing, bitch? We will fucking drop everything unless you fucking leave and get the fuck off the map.
You done?
Are you done? I'm asking you, bitch.
I'm going to respond to something that you said, because I do think I owe you an apology.
Try and sabotage my digs, motherfucker!
I'm not trying to sabotage your digs. Okay. In reference to things I've said about you, both to others off-air and on-air, I did talk shit about you for things that you've done that I found to be legitimately stupid. In my opinion, you have an ego problem. You're too hot-headed, and...
Nigga, I have an ego problem! You fucked up everything you've done! I spill spaghetti, but I come with fucking evidence, motherfucker!
You actually do have shown to be a competent digger, yes. For example...
Yeah, that's what I fucking do! What the fuck do you do? Other than try and take this shit from me and act like I shouldn't have... Like I don't deserve it, bitch! Find me your fucking self, you jealous little cunt! You don't do anything except tell motherfuckers what to do! And your history has proven that you've been wrong almost every single fucking time! The fucked up, ethics-only, cuck fucking state that Gamergate's in is because of dumb motherfuckers like you pushing that meme onto the fucking East Labs! And now Gamergate as a whole might not even believe it, but all the fucking top Twitterati and all the fucking East Labs are pushing that shit! That's because you! You, John, you cut Gamergate.
If I had such power as to convince and control everybody as you assert.
I'm not saying it was only you, but you're the fucking cancer.
Okay.
You've always been fucking cancer.
If I am cancer, then why am I staking my own reputation, actively staking it to stand for?
Are you on reputation? This isn't even your real name. Quote, John.
Who would you... I'm not even getting into that. But why...
You
want to
act like you're using your real name? It's not even your real fucking name. And you're totally anonymous, so don't act like you're fucking risking shit. You want to fucking leave? Or do you want everyone to fucking expose you? Daedalus the dope fish.
What? I just... What? Do you want me to help you dig on me? Because I'm just gonna laugh when this thing comes out. I'm not even gonna lie about that. It's just like, yeah. Anyway, I did talk shit about you behind your back. Some of the stuff was aired publicly. Some of it off air.
So you've been working against me the whole time. You don't expect me to fucking destroy you, nigger. Who the fuck are you? You don't do shit, bitch. Fucking run your mouth. You go on streams. Fucking write your shitty little articles that you didn't even, like, dig yourself. You got with somebody else's shit that you're jealous of.
Excuse me?
You're pathetic, motherfucker. You're fucking
What research did I steal from somebody? That's the accusation you gave to me.
What research did you come with? I don't remember you, like, exposing anything.
If you're referring to articles I've written,
I'm saying you haven't exposed shit, motherfucker, and you act like you do something.
Well, that's your personal opinion, and that's your assessment. I can't really change your mind about that.
Yeah, so why the fuck do you think you're better than me? Trying to tell, like, you know what I mean? Who the fuck are you, John? Who the fuck are you to try and fuck up my shit? Jealous little fucking cunt?
Honestly, you do have there is a couple of qualities you have that you do have over me. You can get on a dig quickly, efficiently, and put out a video like that. That is something that I have.
You
not
mean
because
I actually, fucking find shit to expose, and then I fucking make a video and expose it, dude? Your problem is you never fucking find shit to expose. Yeah, my presentation sucks. I'm the first one to admit that. I don't know how to fucking make documentaries or any of that bullshit. I'm not the one. I have to do shit on my own. Is anybody fucking helping me, man? How the fuck else am I gonna get the word out?
The script
was like 95 fucking pages.
Okay, firstly, yes, you do good work when you actually do it. The reason why people are reluctant to help you, though, is because...
What do you mean, when I actually do it? Nigger, I've been working the whole fucking time.
Okay, when you work.
And you don't, so why the fuck are you trying to sabotage my shit? That's why I'm gonna fucking destroy you, bitch!
I'm not trying to sabotage what you do.
You've tried to fucking subvert my close fucking friends to try and work against me. Motherfucker, don't act like you fucking didn't.
I already apologized for talking shit about you.
You apologize, motherfucker? You're trying to fuck on my shit. Get the fuck out. Or you're done, dude. You're done either fucking way. Do you want this? You want to go down in fucking flames? Or do you want to just bow the fuck out?
I'm not intimidated because anything released on me, anything at all, I'm not scared of.
All right. Hey, I'd rather go the popcorn route. I was just giving you an opportunity. But if that's
my
how
question
you want it,
to you, my question to you is, why are you so angry and why do you think I did
all why this? Am I so angry? Motherfucker,
yes.
We've already been going over it. My personal beef with you is you've been working against me the whole time, trying to sabotage my shit in my inner fucking circles, working behind my back, motherfucker, and now I'm gonna take you down! I don't play, bitch! Don't fuck with the fucking digger!
Done?
You're the one that's done, son, and I am out of here. I got everything I need, bitch.
Okay, if you have everything you need, that's fine. If you change your mind on that, I'm always available for comment. That goes for anyone, by the way. Anyone can talk with me. People generally don't talk to me. That's their mistake. I appreciate you talking to me before you release anything.
All right.
And my last statement is, if you interpret my actions as me sabotaging you, if I wanted to sabotage you, I would have been more proactive and you would probably have found more evidence of me doing so.
Oh, I wouldn't have just heard about it from my inner fucking circle that you're trying to sabotage me behind my back, you little fucking cunt.
Did it occur to you that some of those people may be biased against me and not might be coloring their perception of reality and events?
Yeah, okay, that's how it is, John. You're done, bitch.
That's something to consider.
Little fucking social justice cunt.
If you think I'm for social justice, you are vastly mistaken.
You were, at least. We all know that. You were.
I would like the city evidence of this myself, actually.
All right, well, it'll be out there.
Now, question. Is this really the route you want to go? Do you really think it's that important to release this on me?
Okay, now we're going to go to... Why would you write an article on Sargon? Now we're going to do that bullshit.
Touché.
Dude, this is the thing. That's the thing. I don't want to fucking go to that. But
now,
either you're
question.
Fucking gone, you're fucking gone, dude, or fucking it's gonna go to that. I'm telling you, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing nothing but fuck it up. I'm telling you, dude. It's up to you. I'll give you fucking 24 hours to decide.
Is this blackmail?
No, it's not blackmail. I'm telling you how it is. You have 24 hours to either fucking just leave this whole Gamergate shit behind, or we're going to fucking expose you. And Sargon's fanboys are going to eat it up. It's up to you, dude. I'm telling you, 24 hours.
All right. For the record, so we don't get any this shit doesn't get any deeper than it has to be. Is this a condition for me that you were putting on me, that you will release information that you allegedly have on me, which would be embarrassing to me, my character, my reputation, and force me to take actions that I otherwise wouldn't commit unless I follow the conditions of your command? Is that what this is?
I am going to release information that is embarrassing to you unless I never hear from you in Gamergate again. Yes, that's what I just said.
Okay, I just wanted to get that for the record.
Okay, that's not fucking illegal. Saying I'm gonna fucking expose information on you, that's not fucking blackmail, dude.
Fidrin?
I'm not asking for money or any shit like that, dude. I'm just saying I don't want to hear your fucking name. I don't want to hear you fucking go on a stream, or else I'm fucking gonna expose that shit.
All right.
Do y'all have anything else that needs to be said before I stop the recording?
I have said my piece for now. If Seattle wants to do this again, if Endo wants to do this, that's fine. We can do this again.
And next time, we're doing it in the fucking mumble, and I will see if I can get a recording set up properly so I can moderate it better, and next time we don't do this spontaneously. That's why I was trying to suggest the mumble, because I do not have admin powers here.
User joined your channel.
Go on. This place is being recorded.
It's always being recorded, though, isn't it?
No, it's not currently. Just go on for a minute, alright?
Please leave.
User left your
channel.
Alright, do you have anything else y'all need to say before I stop the recording?
Nah, I'm gonna go back into Downton Dew and Maritos.
Alright.
User left your channel.
In summation, I'm going to be sharing this recording with them so they can actually have it, and I will give it to you as well. Is that okay?
Yes.
Alright, I'm going to stop the recording, and this had better have worked, otherwise I will be fucking furious. Now, where's the damn thing? How do I stop this fucking recording? Alright, stop recording.